With the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. President Trump announced Wednesday night that he will soon ask Congress to pass legislation banning immigrants from accessing public assistance within 5 years of entering the country. The time has come for new immigration rules that say those seeking immigration into our country must be able to support themselves financially and should not use welfare for a period of at least 5 years, Trump told a campaign-style rally in Grand Rapids, Iowa. The Senate Republicans expressed skepticism Wednesday about a Washington Post report purportedly detailing the contents of the upper chamber's bill to replace Obamacare. The Post report, which cited a so-called discussion draft of the legislation, said the bill would roll back the 2010 Affordable Care Act's taxes and penalties on people for not buying coverage. One day after President Trump appeared to give up on China as an effective mediator in the West's long-running disputes with North Korea, two of the president's most senior cabinet officials signaled that the administration has not altogether abandoned the use of China as an intermediary. China understands the United States regards that the United States regards North Korea as our top security threat, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson told reporters on Wednesday. We reiterated to China that they have a diplomatic responsibility to exert great economic and diplomatic pressure on the regime. And the stabbing of a police officer at a Michigan airport Wednesday by a Canadian citizen who yelled Allahu Akbar and referenced people being killed in Syria is being investigated by the FBI as a terrorism incident. And the news that makes you think is brought to you by CSI. Stop the genocide, no arms for terrorists, and free the slaves. Call today and find out how. 888-676-5700. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than a half a billion servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
It's breaking news as it happens, it's what it means, and it's why it matters. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, and a whole lot of breaking news coming your way right now.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, some news on the health care bill that was just introduced this morning in the Senate from Mitch McConnell. He made his opening statement. We now have some reaction. There are four senators opposing it. What does that mean to the future of it? Plus, what is going on with a third gender option called binary? It's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Yeah, he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
No amount of 11th hour reality denying or buck passing by Democrats is going to change the fact that more Americans are going to get hurt unless we do something.
That is the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking earlier today. And here's what's happened in the last 24 hours. Two more states have announced the dire circumstances that Obamacare exchanges are reducing, and there are fewer options for people that are signed up. So the Senate has now revealed at least an initial plan of a bill that will be seen as the kind of counter to the House or earlier recommendation of the health care repeal and replace legislation. And we have some news on it, even since it's been introduced this morning. Of course, Everybody has been discussing it. Chuck Schumer says this is worse than it's ever been before.
Looking at the bill, the Republicans want to give a tax break to the wealthiest Americans, those making over $200,000 a year, and set themselves up to give these folks another, even larger tax cut in their tax bill. Even though much of the early reporting says the bill will keep certain protections for Americans with pre-existing conditions, the truth is it may well not guarantee them the coverage they need.
All right, so that's Chuck Schumer, but how does he know? Has he read the bill when he made this statement? No, he had not, because it was just being made available as he was making his remarks. So it's going to be interesting to see how the debate within the Senate goes. But the bigger news this afternoon is that there are four Republicans now threatening to hold up the bill for reasons that they say are justified. The four senators, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, and Ron Johnson of Kentucky, Texas, Utah, and Wisconsin, respectively, I have said currently for a variety of reasons, we are not ready to vote for this bill, but we are open to negotiation, obtaining more information before it's brought to the floor. In fact, let's go directly to Washington, D.C. Ted Cruz is being cornered in the hallway of the Senate as we speak.
Time in the Senate, nobody has fought harder against Obamacare than I have. This matters. We've got to do it, but we've also got to get it right. It's not enough just to pass a bill that has Obamacare repeal in the title. We've got to actually have legislation that fixes the underlying problem. You know, under Obamacare, the average family's premiums have risen over $5,000 a year. That is the fault of the federal government. It's the fault of the failed federal policy that is Obamacare. We need to fix that. And so throughout the conversations with the working group, with the majority leader, with the president, with the vice president, I've made very clear I want to get to yes. And the way to get to yes is fix the underlying problems, lower premiums, and I will happily be part of it. We can get there, and I think there are a lot of other senators who feel very much the same as
I do.
What
about resolving that in a conference committee, and you turn out to be the person that prevents it? You're the 49th or 48th vote, and they're just shy.
Well, I think we can get there, but this current draft doesn't do nearly enough. This current draft, my biggest concern is under this current draft, premiums would continue to rise. And if premiums continue to rise after we hold a press conference claiming to have repealed Obamacare, that's a disaster. It's a disaster politically. It's a disaster substantively. It would be a failure of the mandate we've been given by the voters.
Would you be willing to make changes on the Medicaid legislation as it currently stands? Because even if you guys turn to yes, there's still the potential that the moderates like Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins could be no's and support this.
Everyone expects this current draft for there to be significant changes to it. And indeed, the majority leader and the staff in rolling it out, they said this is a discussion draft, this is a first draft, there are going to be significant changes. Of course, we're going to have to continue having a negotiation. Everyone's going to have to give. That's the only way you can get at least 50 out of 52 Republicans. We have a very narrow majority. The only way you can get to yes is if everyone is willing to give some. And I think the keys to it are focusing on issues, on principles that bring us together. And two principles that bring us together that I think are the keys to getting agreement and getting the job accomplished are, number one, lowering premiums. If premiums go down, that's a win for everyone. It's a win for conservatives. It's a win for moderates. It's a win for the men and women we represent. But number two, another principle that unifies everyone, is state flexibility. Letting states have far more flexibility. So, for example, with Medicaid, letting each individual state design creative and innovative new plans to care for the most vulnerable. Letting a more moderate governor like a John Kasich in Ohio do what the state of Ohio wants, and letting a more conservative governor like a Greg Abbott in Texas do what the state of Texas does.
All right, so that was Ted Cruz, and he was taking questions live in the hallway of the Senate just moments ago, and he was being asked about why he's opposing the initial bill. Well, let me just pick up on some things that he said there. This is an early draft. Everybody knew it was going to be, and predictably, the Democrats don't like it, and they're complaining about the process. They didn't give the Republicans any say in the matter when they had the votes to push the Affordable Care Act through a few years ago as well. So this is they're trying to use the same approach, the reconciliation approach, And Democrats just need to understand you're going to be left out of the conversation. You losing elections has consequences, and you just lost two more this week. You lost 1,000 under Obama's tenure as president in state legislatures and governorships and so forth. And if the people are rejecting your ideas, then there's not a groundswell for people to be embracing your ideas. And this is what happens when elections are won and lost. People have different amounts of say on what happens, and that's going to be a political reality moving forward. So the latest news from Washington, D.C., four senators are opposing the draft bill. It is Senators Paul, Cruz, Lee, and Johnson. And if you kind of look at who they are, everyone except Johnson was a Tea Party senator. Lee, Cruz, and Paul all came to fame and rose during the Tea Party days. This is about fiscal integrity. This is about making sure that you're doing it the best way possible when you're spending the people's money on things. We will see what is going to come out. But they are expressing their discontent, and as you just heard live from the halls of the Senate, Ted Cruz saying that. Now, we've got some other pretty interesting stuff to talk about today. I was perusing through the USA Today earlier this morning, and a story just jumped off the page at me. In fact, when I teased it in the tease, Elise nearly fell out of her chair in the control room in there, looking at me, giving me the cross-eyed look. But this is a real story. States are starting to recognize a third gender called non-binary. What it means and why it kind of matters, we will discuss with Randy Thomason. He's a pro-family advocate from California. He heads a group called SaveCalifornia.com. But what he's going to talk about doesn't just apply to California; it applies to the whole nation. But it's this new movement to say that we are not either male or female; we can just be nothing. I asked a simple question on Facebook and so in Twitter earlier today, which is if what this mostly deals with are forms that we fill out. And so someone wants to fill out a driver's license application and they're putting on there, well, I don't want to put whether I'm a male or female because in my head I feel differently than what my sex is. Okay, let's just change the forms. Can we just start asking for our sex? Because sex is determined, gender isn't. If we're going to live in this modern construct of you are whatever you feel, so today I feel like I'm a grape jelly sandwich, and therefore I will be a grape jelly sandwich all day, then fine. The forms actually have purpose in asking for the sex. So why can't we just use that and remove gender from the equation altogether? That still would be fought against because it says in this story in the USA Today that the states are wanting to fight against that because when people ask for their sex, they don't know the difference between sex and gender in common conversation now anyway. So we've got a lot of interesting things to discuss with that as it comes about. And then the president had a very interesting idea that he proposed last night in his speech. I may get to that if we have time yet before we're done. But as you can tell, it's breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature. Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
This year I'm presenting the first acting award in history that's free of any gender distinction. You know, it's best actor in a movie, and you have people of all genders and all sexes up for the same award, and so you really get an opportunity for the work to stand on its own, and that's super exciting.
That's the voice of Asia Kate Dillon as she was discussing this on the red carpet at the MTV Movie and TV Awards in Los Angeles. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. The USA Today, a big piece. States are starting to recognize a third gender, non-binary. What does this mean? Well, it is people that do not wish to identify as male nor female. They don't wish to. It's not that they wish to be both. It's that they wish to be neither. At least as best as I can understand it. And the article details some of the people's stories as they have gone through. One man went through a quasi sex change, got to the woman's side of the change and decided that that wasn't for him either. So there's a lot of people that are in this. I'm told there's a lot of people that are in this category. But that actress, Asia Kate Dillon, is a female who identifies as non-binary, and she plays a non-binary character in the TV show Billions. When she introduces herself to one of the the main characters in the show, she says, "Hello, I'm Taylor. My pronouns are they, theirs, and them." Now, friends, this isn't just messing with our idea of distinction and personality when it comes to the human being. Now we're starting to mess with language, too. A single is now multiple. Do you realize how hard we're making this? 888-340-3373. Very short hair. She has no hair. She shaves it down to like just the bare stub. Control room's giving me a hard time about Asia Kate Dillon. Anyway, someone who has an opinion on this has also watched his state pass a bill in their Senate to allow that state's residents to change their identity on their birth certificates and state IDs to female, male, or non-binary. The bill is awaiting a vote in the state assembly. My guess is this state will pass it because there's hardly any obstruction to whatever the far left wants in the state of California. But similar legislation has also been introduced here in New York and in the District of Columbia. Randy Thomason is the president of SaveCalifornia.com and the Campaign for Children and Families. Randy, you've been on with us before, but it's been a while. Welcome back to the Kevin McCullough microphone.
Hey, it's a privilege to be with you.
Let me ask you, what first of all, from just a pure, if the data can tell us anything, or just from a pure sociological perspective, what does it do to all of society to introduce a third sex or gender in places on forms where they ask for such things?
Well, first of all, you're right that it should be sex, not gender, because there are only two sexes. Gender is a very subjective term, but sex is biological. It is fact-based. But what it does to people to do this sexual anarchy is it means it's harder to know who someone is. It really gets away from relationship. It promotes an identity fraud that is not only legal, but also personal. If someone is a he today, but next year is a she, or vice versa, or maybe they call themselves non-binary, neither, or they call themselves a new word, it creates instability in families, instability in communities. And so this is not something that is to build security. It is just the opposite. And I've said it publicly, and I'll say it again. This gender identity fraud is ushering in the antithesis of law and order. I am waiting for the police unions to rise up and basically say, we need law and order. We need to know that people really are who they say they are. We're against identity fraud, and therefore we're against this gender identity fraud that you would be ushering in. But as you've implied, in California, the government unions basically are kowtowing to the sexual anarchists, and those are sexual anarchists run the Democrats and are basically buying off more Republicans year after year at our state capitol.
Well, and the purpose of it is, which, you know, no one can really easily identify and therefore make a great campaign against. But this is all about wanting to, in essence, punish religious people for having very stringent ideas about sex and sexual behavior and what is considered and deemed appropriate or even righteous or moral or good. Let me break this down a little bit, Randy, with you and give me your perspectives on this. If we were to change all of the forms, let's say legal forms themselves, and we changed the statement, and because I think most forms do say this, actually. They say identify your sex. That's male or female. That's not going to change. But why do people feel like that if they're under this kind of gender identity issue in their life and they're a male, but they feel like a female, and so they say, well, I want to be known as a female, that shouldn't impact the legal application of what the form says. If the form says it's sex, it's biology, it's what your body is made of, then we should be able to answer that accurately. I happen to think that there's a lot of good reasons for forms to be accurate when it comes to medical or biological information, regardless of whatever you want to pretend or imagine or feel or say that you're having put upon you in your mental state.
Yeah, it's sort of like how come people who are emotionally mature don't get all out of shape if somebody cusses at them? It's because they know their identity. They know who they are inside. It's usually the very insecure people that get ticked off about anything, and this is very similar. someone who is so insecure on the inside, who says, I can't bear to put down that I'm male or female. I can't bear to go with the biology or the evidence. I demand that you call me what I am or don't call me what I'm not. And so it is an insecurity. We've already seen in the last year the Democrats plus a few liberal Republicans, and signed by Jerry Brown, the Democrat governor, a new law that says that if you're a business owner, if you're a private school in California, if you're a government building in California, if you have single-user restrooms, that means you lock the door and one person can sit on the toilet or and so forth, and they're marked male or female, you've got to get rid of those male and female signs, tear them down, and call them all gender instead. Get those new signs up. Again, they just won't be satisfied. And I say this, the homosexual, transsexual activists, really, they want to hear different words, and they want to make sure they never hear some other words. They won't be satisfied until they put people like Kevin McCullough and Randy Thomason in jail, because they don't want any opposition. This is to stifle all opposition. That's why the homosexual, transsexual activists, as they trample religious freedom, trample free speech, property rights, parental rights, ownership rights, and the list goes on and on, they are antithetical to the U.S. Constitution, which has freedom of speech and freedom of religion in its First Amendment.
Yeah, it's really true, Randy. You're not overstating the case, and I know that sometimes people on our side get accused of that, but you're not. That's not an overstatement. We appreciate your perspective on it, Randy, and if people want more information, they can go to SaveCalifornia.com. But, friends, the reason I have him on is because this is not just a California issue. This is going to come to the New York area, to the D.C. area, and to other places across the country as it goes. Kevin McCullough, when we come back, more thoughts on this and your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, TheBingeThinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The first acting award in history that's free of any gender distinction. You know, it's best actor in a movie, and you have people of all genders and all sexes up for the same award, and so you really get an opportunity for the work to stand on its own, and that's super exciting.
I just cannot understand how we are going to incorporate the idea of a gender that means nothing. See, I think there are reasons why the forms ask for our sex. And I think it has to do with common sense and safety and a good plan in terms of how to organize society. When you take out the fundamental difference of how people are identified, their actual biology, you are erasing all distinction whatsoever. And I think that you open yourself up as a society to certain dangers. But that doesn't seem normal. People understand this. This doesn't seem to be the way some of these activists and some of these think tanks and some of these political activists have decided to go about approaching it. 888-340-3373. One of the first Americans to fight for the recognition known as non-binary is named Jamie Shoup. Shoup made history last year after a ruling made the Army veteran the first person in the U.S. to be legally allowed to identify as neither male nor female. Shoup prefers the pronouns they, them, or their. Then this USA Today article that I'm reading this from shifts in their reference to Shoup to the multiple pronouns. So it says Shoup prefers these pronouns. Shoup spent their multiple childhood, adolescence, and most of adulthood as a male. Shoup served 18 years, got married, and had a daughter. Through all of that time, Shoup wrestled with identity, never comfortably living as a male. The stress of hiding took a heavy toll. I'm on disability because of PTSD. I'm not a combat veteran. I had deployed to Kuwait. I served in Bosnia. I was in Korea for a year. Why does he have PTSD? In all these places, and none of them saw action. Shoup made a decision to transition to living as a female, began hormone replacement therapy, but then, after that process was underway, had doubts about becoming a woman. By the way, I see my wife's job as a woman. I'm never going to transition to be a woman. It is too hard of a job. It is too difficult for me. I can barely handle being a man. Shoup said all of the systems channeled me in that direction, both medical and government, until I took a stand against that. So he was a man, and then he said, "I'm going to try being a woman." And then, nope, I don't want that. And now he's focused all of his energy into not being called anything. I don't want to be called either one. Friends, what's odd about this is now this person wants all of the rest of society to bend to him. We teach the next generation of young people that boys have certain things and that girls have certain things, and we send them into school and they learn the differences between, and they learn how to relate to one another, and there's all these things that are encapsulated into this. And now this one person, and I guess others like him, want all the rest of us to not only ignore the truth, but then to undo what we've taught our kids. 888-340-3373. Your call's next.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want you to know about an organization that I believe so strongly in, and it's for the reasons why they exist. They want to stop the genocide. They want to make sure arms don't get to terrorists, and they want to free the slaves. They want to stop the genocide that is going on against religious minorities that are persecuted in Syria and Iraq, saving Christians and Jews and others who come under the attack of ISIS. They want to stop international governments from supplying arms to those terrorists that do such things. And they want to free the sexual and human trafficked slaves of South Sudan from their northern Islamist slave traders in the north. Friends, you can help us in these tasks when you call 888-676-5700. But Christian Solidarity International has been doing this long before the headlines ever reflected it. Go to my website, thebingethinker.com, and click on the banner for more information. Or call 888-676-5700. That's 888-676-5700.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Look around how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around how
what's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It is so interesting, this article in USA Today that took on this issue of states trying to push forward a third gender option called non-binary. I was telling you about Jamie Shoup. He was the first person that won the privilege of the courts to identify as non-binary, neither male nor female. He then went on to say he wanted to be referred to as they, their, theirs. I will not do this in any circumstance. I don't use pronouns based on someone's perceived idea of themselves. I use language as it exists for the purposes of being exact. So if you have male biology, do not be offended. It's not that I am trying to offend you, but you are a male. If you have female biology, you are female. I will not do a story on you and refer to you as a female when you have male biology, and I will not refer to you as a non-entity when you have either male or female biology. I would not be doing right by language, by you, by created order, or by our society to kowtow to the idea that we're supposed to change language to be purposefully deceptive in order to make someone feel not so bad. And why does it not really matter? Well, later in the story, it says Shoup, 3 years of living like a woman were nearly as painful as all the years he spent prior to that living as a man. Shoup said, turning a male body, especially an older male body, into a female, I think it really set the stage for people committing suicide. I mean, you had to maintain a hyper-feminine appearance 24/7, or you were back to getting called sir. Friends, sometimes it's not as hard as we make it. In fact, it's usually not. 888-340-3373. Line one, is it Phoenicia in Staten Island?
Phoenicia.
Phoenicia. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thanks for your patience.
I just love your show. I love your topics. And I just want to speak to this because I don't want to teach my children anything about gender as it is, like different genders as it is. And they feel like they have a legal right, but morally they don't. And now they want us to call them nothing. I refuse to keep changing things to perceive them. And if it was morally right, why do we have to keep kowtowing to this if they feel like it's morally right?
Well, and that's it. It's really about it's not really about science, Phoenicia. I mean, this is one of the I put this up on the social media earlier today, and one of my friends goes, and they call us the science deniers because you know with the global warming stuff. Oh well, you don't believe in global warming. You're denying science. That's what they would say to me. But I can say back to them, you're denying the fact that you have a male genital hanging between your legs.
Like, exactly.
That's how can you not prove that? I mean, this is it's like you're looking at the color blue and they say, dang it, man, it's red. Just say it's red. And I'm like, no, it's blue. It's really blue. I don't know, Phoenicia. Thank you for the call, by the way. Thank you. You can't. In this new universe, nothing is fixed. Nothing is fixed. Nothing is absolutely what it is. You can have, you know, three rocks sitting on the sidewalk next to three more rocks and say, what does 3 + 3 make? And you count them up and you have 6 rocks and someone else can come along and say, nope, that's 17. In what universe? How does it? Like it? This is. It's just really. And you know what's the sad part of it is we're not helping the people that are having the greatest struggle with this. We're not helping the people that really need the help. When we further confuse what is with what we want to be, we never help anyone. Let me say that again. When we confuse what is with what we want to be, it is not helpful. I remember just a couple of years ago, who was the woman that got outed for running the NAACP chapter, and she was completely non...
Rachel Dolezal.
I started to say she's non-binary. She had a non-binary race. Dolezal, Rachel Dolezal. And she was a white woman. She came from white parents. She had white blood coursing through her veins from years, generations back. But she perceived herself to be a black woman. Now, black people did not take kindly to this person pretending, because that's what it is, right? It's pretending to be something that you're not. You know why this strikes a chord with? I just figured it out all of a sudden. My four-year-old has been running around for the last several days. Dad, I'm a Pikachu. Dad, I'm a robot. Dad, I'm a rhinoceros. And I'll say, okay, rhinoceros, go wash up, get ready for dinner, sit down at the table. No, Dad. Rawr. I said, no, you're going to miss dinner if you don't go wash up. And like, Dad, I'm a rhinoceros. I said, okay, but if you don't stop being a rhinoceros and become Jonathan again, you're going to miss dinner. And then you're going to go to bed hungry and you're going to be like, why did I miss dinner? And I'm going to say, I don't know, because I told you that dinner was being served to Jonathan, a little boy. But Dad, I'm a rhinoceros. Arr. So eventually, the hunger outweighed the desire to be the rhinoceros, and he sat down and he ate dinner. There's at some point, we have to get past the pretending has to stop. And we have to talk about what is, because that is where life begins. 888-340-3373. If you want to contact me via email, it's kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter and all those things. Join me there too. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Again, my email address, kmcradio@gmail.com. My 24-hour voicemail, always available to you at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The interesting thing about the day in which we live is that everyone knows everything all the time. You try to tell a three-year-old what to do. I know. Now, my two-year-old, literally, her answer, instead of using the words yes, her answer is, I know. Now, I guess she heard her mom and her dad using that language at some point. She knows what no is. Do you want this? No. Is this what you want? I know. And then that's her way of saying yes. But, you know, and we're trying to break her of it, but she just refuses to say yes. Would you say yes next time? I know. So, you know. Well, here's the thing. Everybody on the planet thinks they know everything. So all during the election, Hillary Clinton was telling you things that she felt like, you know, were the right thing. And Mr. Trump was telling you things that he felt like were the right thing. And you go look at movie stars and, you know, the Gwyneth Paltrows of the world. They write whole books about all the stuff that they know. You know, how to be the best woman that's ever been a woman and shop for less and eat healthier and still drink martinis and chug ham. You know, whatever. It's whatever it is that she does, everyone knows. There's always, I've learned and I'm knowing and I know all about something. And for some reason, if you're famous, we're supposed to give these people more credence as to what they know. But Katy Perry said something interesting that's in today's New York Times. She said every day, Katy Perry, the pop star, who, by the way, got criticized for cultural appropriation. That's the big crime now when you do something from one culture into the, like what Rachel Dolezal was doing. She was trying to be a black person living as a white woman. She was trying to live as a black person. Now that's the big crime, cultural appropriation. Well, she said, every day when I think I know something, the universe shows me that I need to learn another lesson. She said recently in Manhattan, she was at a shared workspace doing a video. She said, so I stand here today more so than any other day saying, I know nothing. I literally know nothing. She has put that as her slogan on her Twitter channel. She is now wearing T-shirts for her yoga classes that say that. But I know nothing is Katy Perry's new thing. Now, this was the I kissed a girl and I liked it girl a few years ago. And this is the stuff that she's done in pop music that has caused so much controversy. Then she went on to say this. Hear these words. I know nothing, but I feel empowered. I feel liberated. I feel spiritually liberated, politically liberated, sexually liberated, liberated from things that don't serve me. Does that make any sense? I know nothing, but I feel liberated in all these specific areas. I've always been under the impression that knowledge is what brings you genuine freedom. It's one of the reasons why we try to obliterate truth, obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. Clarity is really what brings liberty above all else. So I know nothing and I am nothing. That's what our culture wants to be today. Non-binaries unite.